U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday it is not clear whether Iran will comply with restrictions on its nuclear development program in order to have U.S. economic sanctions removed. Iran has been in indirect talks with the United States through diplomats from other countries in reshaping the 2015 international nuclear deal to restrain Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Iran has said its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Then U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018, imposing new sanctions on Tehran's oil, banking, and shipping sectors. But U.S. President Joe Biden is looking to rejoin the pact after former President Trump withdrew from the deal. The pact also includes Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia. In a separate interview, Antony Blinken told CNN that the United States and Iran have actually made progress in the talks in Vienna, and a fifth round is scheduled in the coming days. Iran has maintained that for it to return to the deal, the United States must first lift its sanctions, while the United States says Iran must first return to compliance with the deal's terms. At least 14 people were killed Sunday in Italy when a cable car, popular among tourists, fell 20 meters to the ground. Authorities said that foreign nationals were among the dead, but they have not released further details. The Stresa Maderoni cable car travels between the town of Lake Maggiore to the top of the Maderoni Mountain in roughly 20 minutes. It's located in Italy's Piedmont region. The mayor of Stresa said the accident may have been caused by a ruptured cable. He said the car overturned two or three times after crashing to the ground before it was stopped by